Monica Bose remembers Sri Ramana Maharshi. When she first saw Sri Ramana Maharshi, Monica Bose was a 12-year-old schoolgirl. When she saw him for the last time, she was a young woman of 22. In the intervening decade, she had spent her school holidays in Thiruvannamalai and was a daily visitor to Sri Ramanashrama. Today, Monica Bose is perhaps the last person alive who can claim such a long association with Sri Ramana. In this film, she shares her recollections and explains what it meant to grow up in the presence of Sri Bhagavan. Earlier this year, Louis Buss in England sat with Monica Bose in her home and recorded the remarkable story of her early life in Thiruvannamalai. Her book, Hill of Fire, published in 2002, tells the story of her accomplished and adventurous mother, Dr. Sujata Sen, whose life ultimately gravitated around the sage of the holy hill of the beacon light, Sri Ramana Maharshi. At the advanced age of 97, Monica Bose still recalls with extraordinary clarity and grace all the major events and experiences of her youth living with her mother in Thiruvannamalai. In the video, she speaks of Sri Bhagavan.
There was a very special atmosphere about him that you felt at once. Even as a child, I felt it. I thought he was so peaceful and so loving. And at the same time, I felt a power in him. And when he looked at me, I didn't know what to do with that power. I was struggling to keep that power in my mind. It was so strong. So he was both. He was very powerful and very loving. And when he speaks of the loving intelligence, that describes him perfectly.